Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your host, the director of the Star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Tonight, you'll hear Charles Boyer, Greer Garson, and Lionel Atwell in History Is Made at Night. Myrna Loy was to spend with us tonight, but unfortunately, she spent the past week in the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital fighting a bad case of the flu. Greer Garson, star of Pride and Prejudice and Goodbye, Mr. Chips, has offered to pinch it for Myrna. This will be Miss Garson's first radio appearance in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, it's people like Greer Garson who make me proud to be a member of the motion picture industry and a part of the Star's own theater. Because their appearances here make it possible for Gulf to contribute so generously to the vital work of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. And now Frank Tours, conducting Oscar Bradley's Gulf Orchestra, gives the cue for the opening theme and our play begins. Courtroom in Rio de Janeiro. The trial is the case of the people versus Paul Donet. Irene Vail, wife of the millionaire ship owner Bruce Vail, is on the witness stand. Preliminary questioning over. The prosecutor.
Vail, you said that your purpose in coming here to Rio de Janeiro in March of the year 1939 was to obtain a divorce from your husband, Bruce Vail.
Yes.
Will you tell us, Mrs. Vail, in your own words, what took place in your bedroom at the Hotel Encanto on the night of April 2nd, 1939?
It was late, about midnight. I thought I heard a slight noise outside on the balcony. I got up to close and lock the French window, which was standing open, and I heard the door of my room open and close softly. I turned. It was Max Brodsky, my husband's chauffeur. I demanded to know by what right.
Get out of
my room, Max. You know what will happen to you when I tell my husband about this?
Your husband is paying me $1,000 for this little visit.
What do you mean?
Mr. Vail will be here in just a moment. With a witness.
A witness? To what?
To the love affair between you and his chauffeur.
You're lying. Even Bruce wouldn't stoop to a trick like this.
With such evidence in his hands, he's certain you'll be glad to drop your divorce proceedings against him, madame.
Max, you can't go through with this.
For $1,000? Oh, yes, madame.
Max, look. I'll give you my pearls. They're worth 10 times what he's paying you.
Your husband must be coming up the hall. Come, madame. We must look at the one very much in love.
Max, no, I beg you.
No, madame. It's so distasteful.
Apparently it is. Huh?
Who said that?
I did.
I was on the balcony outside. The French window was open, so I came in.
What were you doing on the balcony?
I hope you forgive my intrusion, madame, but I was so intrigued by your conversation with this man, I had to come in.
Look, get out again. I have a gun here.
Your name?
What do you want?
It's pleasant. Something. Well, I don't think you've been troubling you for a while, madame.
Who are you?
That's it, madame. The point is...
Harry, turn up. Harry!
Step in, detective. Well, Irene, I'm sorry.
No, no, gentlemen.
What's going on here?
Quiet. I shoot.
Mr. Vail, that's not Brodsky.
Who are you?
What are you doing here?
Quiet, I said. Now, madam, I'll take your pearl.
Oh, so you're a thief.
And you're the jewelers from the Jason Center, please.
Harry?
Thank you very much. And let me see. Something will have to...
Yes, we got it.
You two gentlemen will step inside, please.
Now, look here. I said step inside.
Thank you.
You're not going to leave me there.
Come along. We leave by the balcony.
Where are we going?
How should I know? And you will find a cab.
Cigarette, madam?
No, thanks.
What's the matter?
I thought you had a gun in that pocket.
Oh, no, no. Just a cigarette case. And your pearls. Well, I think it might be safer for you to wear them.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Huh? Like this, you see? Now, on your throat. Ah, yes, that's better. And now your other jewels. I'll wrap them up in my handkerchief. Side hands. Tightly. Yes. I'll give them all back again.
Oh.
What do you want them?
But you're a thief.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. It so happens a friend of mine has the suite next to yours at the hotel. I was putting him to bed. Yes, he hadn't too much to drink. And I couldn't help but overhear you and the chauffeur.
Oh.
So you see, I only kidnapped you to return your jewels.
Oh. But why did you take them in the first place?
Why? Well, if your husband and a detective, do you think I was a thief? I believe my presence would have compromised you as much as the chauffeur's.
Oh, I'm really awfully sorry. I'm very stupid.
I forgive you.
It was very kind of you.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was most kind of you. Oh, where are you taking me?
Oh, well, I thought you would want to do a little thinking before you went back to face them. We're just riding around.
Oh. Well, all I can seem to say is, oh. Oh, I've got to celebrate. Would you buy me a drink?
That's a privilege.
Oh, where do we go?
Where? There's only one place we could go. Driver, this is ours. The Café Azul.
Wonderful, a restaurant all to ourselves and an orchestra playing just for us. How did you manage it?
I promised them all the pink cat 21 they could drink.
Pink cat? Is that what you're drinking?
Uh-huh.
Sweet name.
What are you thinking?
Well, it just occurred to me, I don't even know your name. What is it?
Paul, and yours?
Eileen.
Hello.
How do you do?
Not pink cat?
Thank you.
You come from America?
Massachusetts.
Oh, you are the first Massachusetts ever met.
Where do you live?
Anywhere I am.
Oh, to be free like that.
You're not free? Oh, no, of course not. Your husband.
He's insanely jealous because I just don't love him anymore.
Mm-hmm. You love someone else?
Love? I wish I could tell you what I really think of love. It makes me sick. I mean, really sick. Ah.
You're right. Ah.
You agree with me?
Again? Love is a lie. What does it mean to say, I love you with all my heart, when the heart is just a bump?
Absolutely.
Oh, just a stupid habit of weak people.
Shake, pal.
Pal? What is pal?
Friend.
Oh, shake, pal. Let's have a drink on that.
We will. But haven't you forgotten something?
What?
The pink cat music. Don't you like to dance?
Shall we?
We shall. Do you mind if I take off my shoes?
No. Do they do that in Massachusetts?
I've always wanted to, but I never had a cafe all to myself.
Very well. Tonight you dance without shoes.
Until the orchestra falls asleep. There he goes, Paul. That's our last musician.
I know. They all said, let's go to sleep. Those people want to go home.
Perhaps we'd better. It's nearly morning.
Suzanne? Yes, Paul. Well, what is finished?
Finish, but Madame's play.
You need another bite, Cesar.
But Madame Lobster Cardinal Le Cesar and Salad Chiffonade, they are always finished to the last little piece. And that. Uh-huh, no, you are love.
Love.
Love is like that. Always the same.
Did you hear what he said, Paul?
Yes, that's funny. We are in love, so we can't eat.
Oh, my beloved.
Think of it, to be in love and not know it.
It's a dream.
I see. It's the moon. Laced with stars. We couldn't live without each other.
We couldn't breathe.
And Irene, it will always be like this.
Always and always.
And we'll live on an island, all alone.
Just you and I?
Yes, my darling.
An island in the middle of the sea.
And do you know what we'll do when we get there?
What will we do when we get there?
Nothing. We won't have to.
I know. We won't have to say, I love you. We won't have to say anything. Just look at the sea.
And listen to it.
Until we die. Oh, Paul.
What is it? What is it, my dear?
I don't know. Only somewhere, we must have stopped joking.
Oh, my darling.
Hold me close. Hold me close. Still here?
Still here. I've been half mad, but worry. Every prisoner in Rio's been looking for you. Are you all right?
Oh, of course, I'm fine. Why are you looking at me like that?
You, my dear, I'm looking at just her.
Oh,
what have I forgot? That fool took your necklace, didn't he? I saw him with my own eyes. And he had no reason to get it back. Would he?
Steve,
oh, all would he. Perhaps he didn't happen to be a thief. I almost thought there was another man. Now I know.
Do you?
Yes. And I also know something else. I know that you're going to be Mrs. Bruce Vail again. You're going to be a real wife.
You can't frighten me into coming back. Not with a silly little thing like tonight.
Well, I wouldn't call it silly, darling. You see, your chauffeur, Max, is dead.
Yes.
Killed by the man you love.
You must be mad.
You're frightened. You're frightened for him.
They'll never find him.
I'll find him if I have to hire every detective in the world.
Max is dead. It's your fault and you know it.
Yes, but do the police know it? Now, be sensible, I mean. I have enough influence to keep this little home mess out of the paper. This morning at 10, I'm sending to New York.
If you love your thief well enough, you'll be on board.
And if I'm not?
It's his life if you stay in Rio or go through with the divorce. Or his safety if you come back with me. Well?
You leave me little choice, Bruce. I'll be on the boat. Now get out. Get out!
King clap of champagne for the whole orchestra. Dancing half the night with a silly little girl who takes off her shoes.
Sir, you are the best chef in Rio, but you are as romantic as yesterday's spaghetti.
And you call that acting like a lovesick schoolboy instead of the greatest head waiter in South America.
I'm going to marry her, sir. After she gets a divorce, of course.
Have you told her that you are a head waiter?
No, not yet.
You have known her how long?
Forever. It's 11 o'clock last night.
Do you know who she is?
Her name is Irene. I don't know the rest of it. I don't
care. I know the rest of it. She's Mrs. Bruce Vail.
What?
She's the wife of the greatest steamship owner.
How did you find that out?
She sees her picture on the front page of the morning paper.
Isn't she about it?
I didn't read it. No, please, Paul. It's...
Sir. Listen. Mr. and Mrs. Bruce Vail, you saved early this morning from New York. She's gone.
Good. I wish she'd gone before you met her.
Something has happened. She wouldn't have kept like this without some explanation. She's in trouble, Sita.
Forget her.
No, I'm going after her. On the next boat.
Are you crazy? What about the cafe? What about me? Are you going to let this little girl come between us?
I can't waste time arguing, Sita. I've got to pack.
Paul.
What?
You are the biggest fool in the world. Except me.
What do you mean?
I'm going with you.
Sita, you're crazy.
No, I'm going with you.
All right, we're both crazy. And we'll both go to New York.
And so ends Act One of our Gulf Theater play for tonight. During the few seconds before Act Two begins, Bud Heaston wants to tell you how to last that winter.
Now's the time to get your car ready for winter with Gulf's complete Winter Guard service. With Gulf Winter Guard service, your car will be thoroughly protected against cold weather at every vital point. Your radiator will be refilled with Gulf's new permanent type antifreeze, an antifreeze that can't boil away even during warm spells. Next, your transmission and differential will be kept working smoothly and easily with special Gulf Flex lubricant. Your crankcase will be filled with Gulf Pride motor oil, the motor oil that flows freely. And finally, your good Gulf dealer will fill your gas tank with a new stepped-up Gulf no-knock gasoline. That means you'll get real quick starting. So drive in tomorrow at your local good Gulf dealers, get Gulf Winter Guard service, and then laugh at winter.
Stage of our Gulf Theater is set for the second act of tonight's play, Dick Studios Late at Night, starring Greer Garson as Irene Vail, Charles Boyer as Paul Denay, and Lionel Atwill as Bruce Vail. Recess over, the court has been called to order, and Paul Denay has replaced Mrs. Vail on the stand.
The prosecutor is talking.
Denay, you testified that you did not know the chauffeur was dead, or that Mr. Vail had forced his wife to return to New York under the threat of exposing you to the police as the murderer.
That's right.
And then you followed her to New York?
Yes, I followed on the next boat. I and my good friend Cesar. As soon as the boat docked, I began my search for her. Was not easy. A strange city, strange country. 2 months went by, and I didn't find her. And then, one day, just when I was most desperate,
I've got it.
God,
what, Paul? What is
this? If I can find her, I will make her find me.
Find you?
Look, there is a restaurant for sale. Victor is the name.
We can get it for some. But, Paul, you don't want
it. You and I. The finest food, the finest service, and not a cafe azul. Only smarter, more expensive. Everyone will come to dine. And she'll come to see the
senorita. But, Paul, how can you be so sure?
Don't ask me how. I know. That's all. She's here. Somewhere. Sometime, I find her.
Well, come in, Irene. I've been expecting you. Well, this is quite an occasion.
Nothing wife consents to visit her husband after an absence of 4 months.
Your message said it was important, Bruce. What did you want to talk about?
About the man you loved and left behind in Rio.
What about him?
He has been caught by the police.
Caught? Oh, no.
I received this cablegram yesterday. Murderer of your chauffeur indicted and awaiting trial. Evidence concluded, but I want your testimony.
What are you going to do?
That soon depends on you. If I go to Rio alone, I'll simply identify him as the man who killed Max. In that case, there seems to be no shadow of a doubt of what your sweetheart will be convicted and hanged.
And if I go to Rio with you?
If you go with me and not run out of me as you did before, then I'll refuse to make identification. You have a very good chance of going free. Well, what do you say?
I can't fight you, Bruce.
I'm very glad, my dear. If you could realize how much I love you, you see, I'm only fighting for our future life together.
What time does the plane leave?
11. Shall we dine together before leaving?
If that's what you want.
Good. We'll go to that new place everyone's talking about. Victor's, I think it's called.
This is a beautiful place.
I thought you'd like it. Excuse me a moment while I check my thing.
All right.
Good evening, madam.
Paul!
Darling. Paul! I'd wait for this moment.
Paul, don't talk. Eh? Pretend you don't know me.
What does that mean?
Shh. Here he comes.
All right, dear. I'm ready. Oh, are you the head waiter?
Yes, sir.
A nice table for my wife and myself.
Yes, sir. This way, madam.
Irene, what is it? What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
What's the joke?
You wouldn't understand.
Will this table do, sir?
Yes, excellent. What's your name?
Paul, sir.
Paul. My wife and I are celebrating a second honeymoon evening. It's a special occasion that deserves an excellent menu. Have you any suggestions?
Yes, sir. May I suggest lobster cardinal à la César, salad chiffonade, pink cap champagne 1921? Perhaps madame would like that.
It sounds wonderful. Just right for a romantic moment.
Yes, I think that madame will find it quite a puzzle yet for a second honeymoon.
Paul, please. It's not so good to drink so much.
Laugh at me, sister. Laugh. Why not? Imagine, the head waiter. Is there anything more comical than a head waiter in love?
Forget her, Paul. Put her out of your life.
She's already gone. Up to Rio. With her husband, on the clipper. I heard them talking.
I wonder why she came back.
Back? Back where?
Back here. She's upstairs in the dining room. Wait.
Paul.
Where is Madame's pleasure?
Oh, don't be like that. Take that napkin off your arm and sit down here.
Oh, but I'm afraid, madam, forget yourself. I am merely a waiter.
A head waiter?
Why don't you laugh, Mrs. Vale? That'd be so funny to find you here overnight, a head waiter.
I wasn't laughing at you tonight. I was laughing because I was happy. For the first time in months. Of course, some people cry when they're happy. Would you want me to cry?
Well, of course not, but what did you run away from Rio? Why have I never heard from you?
Oh, because... Oh, Paul, you've got to trust me. I can't tell you why, not now.
But why did you come back?
Because I love you. I'd have come back sooner. Only I had to make sure that Bruce was on the clipper and on his way to Rio.
But I want to know that.
Not now, Paul. Please.
All right.
Oh, if you only knew what it means to be here with you now, alone and free. My first happy moment since that night in Rio. Please, Paul, put your arms around me.
Oh, darling.
I'd have done one thing more to make it perfect.
What is that?
I want to dance.
With or without shoes, madam?
I want to dance all night. And then when the sun is up, I want to walk home. Just you and I, Paul. Just you and I.
Paul.
A little.
It is almost morning. Let's sit on that bench and watch your sun come up.
Paul, it's tomorrow.
Yes, darling.
It's ours. Ours tomorrow.
Belongs to us. No one else.
Darling, there's so much I want to know about you. Things that take years of talking and being together.
What sort of things?
What kind of a boy you were. Were you always late for school?
Oh, not always, but often. I'll show you the schoolhouse when we go back to Rio.
Oh, no, not to Rio.
Oh, Massachusetts, then?
No, let's go to Tahiti, the South Sea.
You're not serious.
A little island in the middle of the sea, remember? We fish and swim and eat and sleep and not say anything at all.
Well, maybe. After we go back to Rio and you get your divorce.
We can't go back to Rio.
Why not?
Rio's past. Every street, every house, every cafe will remind me how unhappy I was there.
Oh, not my Rio. I'll make you forget the past.
No, Paul, please. We can't go back.
Why do you keep on saying that? As if we were exiled, criminals.
We are.
Oh, no. You're like a child. You make a story.
Oh, I wish it were a story. Or maybe it is. Maybe it never happened. Maybe that chauffeur never came into my room. Maybe you never struck him. Maybe he didn't die.
Son.
Do you see now why they can't go back?
You mean, do you mean the police are looking for me?
No, 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 not now. But if anything goes wrong at the trial...
Sir, what are you trying to tell me? Have they arrested someone else?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Paul, Paul, you're not thinking. No, you mustn't. You can't go back. This man they've arrested, he must be a known thief, some criminal.
Human being.
But it's his life against ours. Two against one. We've only just begun to
hear. I think the first boat sailing for you.
Oh, I might have known. I might have known what you'd do. That's why I love you so much.
No. Not at all.
Oh,
sorry.
Son, but... our night's over. Please, Paul. Take me home.
And so, Joanna, I came back here to Rio and gave myself up to the authorities. Mrs. Vale insisted on coming with me. That is the whole story. The true story.
Thank you, Mr. Donay. Can we step down from the witness stand?
Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, in presenting the state's case against Paul Donay, we have the sworn testimony of the husband, Bruce Vale, that Paul Donay...
Your Honor, Mr. Prosecutor.
Yes, Mr. Vale?
I believe I have something to add to the testimony. It has a great bearing on this case.
What is it, Mr. Vale?
I wish to tell the court and the jury that your whole case against Paul Donay is built on perjured testimony. My story on the stand was a lie from start to finish. I hired Browski to frame my wife. When Donay came to his assistance, Browski pulled a gun. Donay struck him in self-defense. Browski, when he fell, hit his head on one of the anvils. I have mistakenly believed that with poor Donay out of the way, Mrs. Vale would come back to me. Hearing them tell their stories, watching their faces, I see very clearly now that even if Paul Donay were dead, he would be far, far closer to her than I could ever be living. I told my wife once that I was fighting for our life together. And now I know that I can't fight a love like theirs. Let them go. Let them live.
Good to see you.
It's been 3 whole months, Mrs. Vale.
The whole century. And it's not Mrs. Vale any longer. The divorce was granted yesterday. Didn't you get my telegram?
What do you think I'm here today? Come, we have to hurry. Our boat sails from San Francisco tomorrow.
Boat? Where are we going?
Well, don't you remember? That island in the South Seas, where we can live all alone. And you can dance all day and all night without shoes.
Oh, and fish and swim, leap and sleep. And not say anything at all.
You won't even have to say, I love you.
Oh, you must say that, Paul. Say it often. Say it now.
I love you, you darling, you Massachusetts. I love you. I love you.
Thank you, Charles Boyer, Greer Garson, and Lionel Atwell. You gave splendid performance.
Boy, Roger, do I wish I were in pictures with Greer Garson. Miss Garson, do you think I could be a movie star?
I don't know, Bud. Can you act?
Well, there's a difference of opinion. I say yes. But, you know, even as a boy on our farm, I used to recite Shakespeare to our horses.
What did they say?
Nay. Well, you know, that makes me wonder. They were smart horses and well-matched. All those horses really pulled together. Both did their part in getting the load started and keeping it rolling. And you know, that's the kind of teamwork a motorist needs between his gasoline and his motor oil to get his engine started on cold mornings. That's why so many car owners are using both Gulf Pride motor oil and Gulf No-Knox gasoline during the winter months. the new stepped-up Gulf Nonox fires quickly at the first spin of the starter. And winter-grade Gulf Glide motor oil flows freely, even at below zero temperature, so that your motor can spin easily. Stepped-up Gulf Nonox and Gulf Glide motor oil work as a team to save you the expense and the trouble of a car that just won't start. So stop tomorrow at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc. With gas and oil, as well as with lubrication, antifreeze, and in many other ways, your good Gulf dealer helps you to laugh at winter.
Folks, just before we go, let's remember that tomorrow is Armistice Day. Looking back, it doesn't seem so long ago since the whole world was celebrating Armistice Day. Today, for most of the world, tomorrow's observance of this anniversary is an empty gesture. But for us, here in America, tomorrow takes on a new and even greater significance. It stands for the two things we all want most, freedom and security. Here in this country, we have those two things. No one tells us what we can read and what we cannot. No one tells us what we must listen to and what we must not. And the smoke over our cities is the smoke of things being built, not of things being destroyed. This is something that has been made possible for us largely by the American way of doing things, by the fact that this nation can forget its differences and disagreements and work together toward a common goal. Ladies and gentlemen, your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the thousands of Gulf employees throughout the country are proud to be a part of the American way. Played from the stage of the Gulf Theater is the story of Hollywood itself, the story of how an ordinary girl becomes a glamorous star through the magic of motion pictures. All the drama and conflict and excitement of Hollywood goes into the Gulf Theater production of A Star is Born, with a great cast headed by Loretta Young, Adolph Marjou, and Burgess Meredith. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying goodnight, everybody, for your neighborhood Good Gulf Theater.